Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our February 2nd, 2026 Rules Committee meeting. I am your Chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Stephen Sherrill and President Mandelman. Our clerk is Victor Young, and today we have Eugene Labadia, who will make sure that today's meeting is advertised on SFGov TV and made available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcements this morning?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing either the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment by email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send written comments via U.S. mail to our office at City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of February 10th, 2026, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is an ordinance amending the Administrative Code to expand the boundaries of the Castro Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Cultural Districts to include the DuBose Triangle neighborhood and affirming the Planning Department's determination under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. This ordinance is fairly simple. It would expand the boundaries, as the clerk indicated, of the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District to include DuBose Triangle. DuBose Triangle is adjacent to Castro in both proximity and history. After the 1969 Summer of Love, LGBTQ folks began moving from the Haight to the Castro and Eureka Valley. Queer people transformed the rundown Victorians in the Triangle and developed a community that continues to this day. Before Harvey Milk set up his camera store on Castro Street in 1972, he lived at 24 Henry Street in DuBose Triangle. The first lesbian biker bar, Scott's Pit, was located at 10 Sanchez Street from 1970 to 1984, and many other LGBTQ businesses have been located in the neighborhood over those years, including DuBose Triangle in the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District would be an acknowledgement of its rich shared history with the Castro. It is a change that has been sought by the Cultural District, and I see that we have the Executive Director, Tina Aguirre, here, who I assume will speak during public comment. This legislation also has the support of the neighborhood, including the Organized Neighborhood Association, the DuBose Triangle Neighborhood Association. And so after we hear our presentation from planning and public comment, I'm hoping we can forward this to the full board with positive recommendation. Alex Westhoff is here from planning to give a more detailed presentation. And Mr. Chair, if it's all right with you, I'll invite Alex to talk to us.
Perfect. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Supervisors. Alex Westhoff, Planning Department staff. The item before you today is an ordinance to amend the Administrative Code, Chapter 107, to expand the boundaries of the Castro Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Cultural District and provide additional details regarding the cultural and historical significance of the cultural district. So just a brief background, the Castro LGBT Cultural District is one of 10 cultural districts which are defined in Section 107 of the Administrative Code. In 2024, they completed their Cultural History, Housing, and Economic Sustainability Strategies, or CHESS report. The cultural district boundaries are shown on this slide and generally encompass Market Street to the north and west, 22nd Street to the south, and Noe Street to the east. Specific areas along the north and south side of Market Streets between Noe Street and Octavia Boulevard are also included. Administrative Code Section 107B.1 includes a long list of findings regarding the historical and cultural significance of the area. These findings include events, people, businesses, institutions, and more of historical and current importance to the LGBTQ community. The Administrative Code amendment before you would expand the boundaries to also include DuBose Triangle as shown on this slide. The amended ordinance would also include new findings to support the boundary expansion, including the following. In the 2020 census, DuBose Triangle had the largest concentration of LGBTQ residents in the Greater Bay Area. In 1970s, when LGBTQ people were beginning to move to the Castro, DuBose Triangle also became a landing place for many members of the community. After the Summer of Love in 1967, gays and lesbians from the Haight moved to Eureka Valley, which included the DuBose Triangle at the time. And as Supervisor Mandelman had provided a summary of its historical association, I won't get into all of the details, but as he noted, the neighborhood has hosted a great number of both historic and current LGBTQ businesses and other sorts of institutions. The first lesbian biker bar, Harvey Milk had resided there before he set up his camera shop in 1972, an AIDS hospice in 1987, and a long list of other places important to the LGBTQ community. For these reasons, the Planning Department recommends approval of the proposed ordinance. And on November 19th, 2025, the Historic Preservation Commission passed a resolution supporting the expansion of these boundaries. The Castro LGBTQ Cultural District also provided a letter of support for this expansion. In summary, the staff and advisory board of the Cultural District support this expansion, as DuBose Triangle is home to many LGBTQ residents and places, as well as cultural events. They also maintain an ongoing relationship with DuBose Triangle Neighborhood Association and would like to continue advancing their mission of preserving, sustaining, and promoting the rich cultural legacy of the Castro and its significance to San Francisco's LGBTQ community and beyond. So that's all I have, but I'm available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues, so we will go to public comment.
Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Good morning, Chair Walton and committee members. My name is Tina Valentin Aguirre. I'm with the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District. I'm really happy to be here today. And we strongly support the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District, strongly supports the expansion of this map. Beyond what's already been shared, what I will contribute to this is that it's really important that queer and trans people are centered, remain centered in the Castro, and that our presence is acknowledged in DuBose Triangle. For San Francisco, it's a little bit conservative for a neighborhood. Sometimes lesbians, LGBTQ people of color, trans folks, are not always welcome in DuBose Triangle. Part of my job with the cultural district is to ensure that us as underrepresented people are centered, where all gay people are accepted. So I want to acknowledge Frank Tazidis, previous president of DTNA, who worked to make this happen. And I want to acknowledge that it was a little bit of a struggle for him to get his board and some of the residents, the members of this group, to become a part of the cultural district, and also to center queerness. And I don't mean gay white men when I say queer. I mean queer that privileges racial equity, gender equity, and class queer equity. Because of all these reasons, I'm really happy to be here to support it. Of course, the gay white male community and lesbians, white lesbians who are part of DTNA are a vital part of the Castro LGBTQ cultural district. And I encourage you to move this forward. Thank you very much.
Can I go? Hello, supervisors. Thank you, President Mandelman. Thank you, Tina Aguirre of the Cultural District. My name is M. Rocket. I go by Rocket. I also sit on the board of the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District. And I strongly support this measure because the cultural districts give us a container to be able to address the issues that are important to the neighbors and the surrounding areas. And giving us this place, this container of the cultural district, and bringing in the DuBose Triangle just expands our access and the people's access to us. So this is will be a great addition, and thank you very much for your support.
Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I would like, and thanks to folks who turned out and have been doing work on this district for a long, long time. I know it's taken a while to get this through the Board of Supervisors. And so with that, and to Alex, thank you for all of your work. And with that, I'd like to move that we forward this to the full board with positive recommendation.
Thank you. On the motion, Mr. Clerk.
On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you all for being here. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Item number 2 is a hearing to consider appointing one member, term ending April 27, 2026, to the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force.
Thank you so much, and I believe we have at least a couple of folks who are here represented. So what I will do is call everyone up according to how they appear on today's agenda, and if they are here, they will come tell us about themselves, why they want to serve, and we will start with Cynthia Dye. If Cynthia Dye is here, I don't see Cynthia. Honest Charlie Brodkin. No, Honest Charlie Brodkin. Joseph Sanghiardi, please come up and tell us about yourself, and I apologize if I mispronounce your last name.
That is okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Joseph Sanghiardi. I'm a District 8 resident. I go by he, him pronouns. And I'm very excited for the opportunity to be considered for the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force for Seat 10. Let me pull up my remarks. I think I've spent probably most of my life advocating for good government policy. I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and as a young gay kid there, I got very involved in local politics. And even at that young of an age, I saw the dysfunction in our city hall at the time that resulted in ballot measure after ballot measure to invest in our city get declined by voters. Meanwhile, a city an hour and a half away, Oklahoma City, had a high degree of transparency in their laws, and their voters continued to pass ballot measure after ballot measure for tax increment financing and all sorts of things for good public works. And it's been a tale of two cities in that state. Moving to San Francisco, this was certainly the place where my husband and I, this was the shining city on a hill for us. We grew up, again, like as gay kids in Oklahoma, seeing this as kind of the dream. And when we finally decided to move to San Francisco, it really was a dream come true. Of course, we got to San Francisco, and I think as all of us who love San Francisco know, there is quite a bit of dysfunction, which also resulted in me starting to get involved in the process of trying to make our city government better. I believe that government is a tool for good, that it can be used as a tool for good to advance the lives of people that it represents. But the only way that it can do that is when the government has a high degree of confidence from its voters. I think that institutions like the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force can be used as that tool to build confidence and ensure that there is government accountability so voters continue to support the initiatives, whether it be ballot measures, whether it be other like charter reforms. It's institutions like these that can make that happen and ensure that taxpayer dollars are being used in a respectful and responsible way for the people that you all seek to represent. So I would greatly appreciate your support for my nomination. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much. I don't see any questions. Is Kartik Zatapan here? Nope. All right. Seeing no questions or comments from colleagues, we will go to public comment on item number 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There are no speakers on this matter.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Thank you, Joe Sangiardi, for being willing to step forward into this role. It's a lot of hours and a lot of work, and I'm happy whenever we can find folks who are willing to take it on. And it is really quite important, though, because depending on how the members of this task force see their job, you know, our sunshine ordinance can be a useful tool for the public to know what's going on, or it can become a weapon in the hands of people who are trying to who are interested in harassing elected or appointed or just regular old folks doing the work of city government. And so there's a real balance to be struck there. From my conversations with Mr. Sangiardi, I think he understands that. Again, I'm glad he's willing to take this on. And with that, I would move that we forward Joe Sangiardi for seat 10 to the full board with positive recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. On that motion?
Yes, on the motion to recommend to seat 10, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you and congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is a hearing to consider appointing one member term ending April 22nd, 2027 to the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee.
Thank you so much. And just like item number 2, we will call names as they appear on the agenda. And if you are here, please come up and take about 2 minutes to tell us about yourself and why you would like to serve. First, we will call up Kezia Vias Martinez. No Kezia. LaShanti Woods.
Good morning. Good morning to all the supervisors present on the panel. I am a native of San Francisco with 14 years of property management experience, and I currently serve as a general manager of a permanent supportive housing property. In this role, I partner daily with DPH, SHSH, the Continuum of Care, SFHA, and MOHCD, and the frontline providers including ECS, HOT Team, and LSS. I have been intentional about expanding my training to better serve the city and its most vulnerable residents. I'm a National Center for Housing Management Tax Credit Specialist and a graduate of the Kerr Hill Supervisor Development Program and a certified community health worker. As a property manager serving the Tenderloin population, I firmly believe that this is a boots on the ground role. Every situation is different. Every resident's story is unique. And to be effective, we must be well-rounded and informed and able to genuinely connect. This seat will allow me to provide real-time live data from the front lines, insights that can strengthen the programs designed to support the unhoused and formerly unhoused population. I am actively engaged in monthly community service, and since the last time I stood before you at this podium, I was honored as a 100 successful women in business. I am deeply passionate about this work. I respectfully ask for the opportunity to serve, to continue learning, to be properly informed of the available resources, and to help address the complex challenges facing the population while restoring dignity, stability, and hope. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. And Nancy Guiatorto? No Nancy. And seeing no questions or comments from colleagues, let's go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. And thank you for giving me a little bit of extra time to meet with the folks who were interested in serving on this body. Ms. Woods has been here, has been trying really hard to get on this body, and I slowed it down a month or two ago for that reason. I did want to talk to the different applicants and understand kind of history and perspective, and I feel like Ms. Woods will make a strong contribution to this body. The body really matters. Prop C is our single largest source of funding for annual funding for programs related to addressing addressing homelessness. I think she has experience both in the San Francisco community, but also particularly around homelessness and permanent supportive housing that will allow her to be a voice, an important voice on that body. So I, again, want to thank, always grateful to people who are willing to serve on these bodies, going above and beyond your daily life. And so with that, I would like to move to forward LaShante Woods to the full board with positive recommendation for seat 4 on the Our City, Our Home Oversight Committee.
Thank you, President Mandelman. And I would just say that I know that LaShante has been wanting to serve for a while, and I appreciate anyone who wants to serve our city, particularly in roles that are this important. Obviously, the work of this committee is really going to affect people's lives tremendously. And of course, our goal to eradicate homelessness and get people off the street into housing is very key. So I appreciate anyone who wants to step up and try to tackle that hard task and participate in the work. Mr. Clerk, on that motion?
Yes, on the motion to recommend to seat 4, Vice Chair Sherrill. Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items?
That completes our agenda for today.
Thank you, everyone. Have an amazing Black History Month. See you soon. We are adjourned. We'll be right back.